Dear friends, we're gonna talk today about some incredible news that will shock you, and maybe it will change your life and make you reconsider your plans for the future. We will talk about the so-called homegrown terrorists, or they call it also domestic terrorists. They will consider domestic terrorists anybody who believes in the end-time prophecies, anybody who is against abortion, who believes in the sanctity of marriage and of life, or those people who support certain political candidates which are not mainstream. Who are these domestic terrorists? We will ask Bible prophecy teacher Brother Joseph, who will explain to us in details what are we supposed to do and what is really happening in reality. Afterwards, I would like to ask him, Brother Joseph, also a few questions concerning the prevented incarceration for presumed future crimes. There is this new radical idea about arresting people for crimes that they did not commit, but they will commit in the future, and put them in incarceration with no evidence, no lawyers, no rights. I will ask Brother Joseph to explain to us from the Bible point of view and to please help us with some specific instructions of what are we supposed to do. We encourage you, dear friends, to upload this video teaching and spread it as fast as possible. Let's start by watching a video concerning the domestic terrorists.
The convergence of globalization and technology has created a new brand of terrorism. There were persons who, for whatever reason, came to view their home country as the enemy.
The kind of right-wing, religious-based domestic terrorism.
Disturbing news tonight about homegrown terror.
Part of this is big change in the White House, a new cultural experience, and some of the crazies are coming out of their closet.
Right now, it looks like there is no connection between the men arrested and any known terrorist cell.
Homegrown.
Homegrown, I should say.
Folks, we've got a very serious situation here. I'm holding what is called the right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate, fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment. And in it, we talked about the fact that they define pro-lifers as domestic terrorists. They put this in a Department of Homeland Security document, this official assessment, now saying pro-lifers, people that believe in end-time prophecies, people that are opposed to the administration's position on immigration, those of us that are standing up for the sanctity of life and for the sanctity of marriage, all of those are now potential, and this is what they're saying, domestic terrorists.
It's a terrorist next door that could be our bigger threat.
They call people who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe in owning firearms, who believe in serving their country in the military and coming back, who are very concerned about the policies that this nation is embarking on, spending too much money, taxing too much. It's all listed right here. These are the domestic right-wing extremists.
1 million names under the watchful eye of the United States. America's so-called terrorist watch list has hit the record number, according to one of the country's most prominent civil liberties groups.
That's a lot of people to keep track of. They're adding new people all the time.
It's a secret list that you don't know really quite how one gets on, and you don't know how you get off.
They're coming out and profiling huge groups of people. You know, if you voted for a certain political candidate, you should be considered a potential threat. And you couple that with things like the Patriot Act, where if you are a threat in their eyes, you can be held without access to judge, jury, and without access to a lawyer or even to your family. That's very concerning because we've watched our country go through and do this to brown people, you know, overseas. They're rounding up enemy combatants and they're putting them in camps and they are torturing them. That is a fact. We know that.
Joseph, how do you understand this terminology they use here, domestic terrorists?
Domestic terrorists, what they're trying to do, they're trying to arrest the local, the nationals, Americans, putting a label of terrorists, which until now has been used only with outside terrorists. So now they're trying to label the Americans that they don't like, the Americans that they like political opponents, and that's what it is. It's a terrible thing. They shouldn't do this.
So basically this can be anybody living a normal life in a normal family?
Yeah, it can be anybody. You see, they have laws now. They can arrest anybody without lawyers, without even proofs, just on a basis of suspicion. They said, just like they attack Iraq and Saddam Hussein, thinking they had he had weapons of mass destruction, which he didn't. So after innumerable deaths and suffering, everything turns out the guy. I mean, of course, he wasn't a good guy, of course. But there are like thousands of politicians like him. We're going to kill them all. And it turned out it was not only the suspicions were wrong, but they purposely pretended that the guy was guilty, which he was not. I mean, if you ask it, they did an investigation, 40-50% of Americans, they think that Saddam Hussein had, the war in Iraq against Saddam Hussein was because of he was involved in the Twin Towers attack. I mean, completely disinformed. You know, people believe just whatever the news are saying, and the news are controlled by the international antichrist system. Understand?
In fact, this news you hear lately about the states, about domestic terrorists, and about prevented incarceration, it's put in a language that very few people can understand what does it mean and what's behind it. That's why it's very good to explain, if you can, in a few words, explain to us what do they want actually, what's the goal of these new things they come up with?
Look, they want to control all over the United States. The reason is because all over the world there is a push to make a new world order. You know that the ones who wanted to make a world order was Adolf Hitler. He was the one that was really, he even wrote a book. Okay, and in this book, Hitler advocated a new order in Europe and then in the world. So what the devil couldn't do through Nazis, now he's going to try to do through America, then Russia, China, etc. Only Russia and China have their style of new world order, okay? And America has their style. So that's what they're really arguing about. So they all agree that they need a new world order, all right? But they each wanted their own style. America wants their own fascist American way, and the Russian China, they want the socialistic way, okay? So it's a different strategies for the same goal. And there will be wars after war prophesied in the Bible between China and Russia and America, because each is going to... They're going to try to implement their own world order. So what America is trying to do now, because America is always in the avant-garde, is always in the front line for whatever is good or bad. They're literally mostly bad. Okay, so America is taking the initiatives now. They're implementing they put in the microchip mandatory in 2013 in March, and now they want to arrest anybody who votes for their own candidates. You know, they want to arrest anybody who has a sticker in the car, vote for Ron Paul or the this and that, etc. The patriots, American patriots, they are terrorists. You know, because they want to go back to the constitutions. So now they made list. You know, there are videos on YouTube, there are documents on the web that says if you are a fundamentalist Christian, if you are pro-abortions, if you are against the gay, if you are pro-life, if you are against abortion, if you are end time prophecy believers and preacher, you are
the sanctity of marriage.
If you are in favor of traditional marriage, you are a potential terrorist. I mean, this is documented. There are videos. Okay, we're going to post some address or videos where they talk about it. I mean, it's a completely, absolutely unbelievable what's happening. All right, basically. All this list of things they are using to define a terrorist, they are all Christian principles. Look, if you read in Matthew 24, it talks about this, a Christian persecution at the end time. Jesus says in verse 9, then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall be offended, they shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Many false prophets shall rise up and shall deceive many. So there are false prophets religiously, and there are political false prophets. Like these politicians are false prophets. They're just pretending, understand? The real politics are not done in front of the TVs. They're done like in the basements, the attics. They are done in this five-star hotel, on the yachts of the rich people. That's where they decide what to do with the world. Or, and then this guy, they put a puppet as a politician, and they will carry out whatever's been decided in the dark. I mean, it's no secret that most newspapers, most media is earned by the satanic groups. People who are worshiping Lucifer. Okay, people are into New Age. They do everything except fundamental Christianity, because those guys, fundamental Christianity, you can never deceive. They want Jesus Christ and that's it. Okay, so that's what's happening.
Well, considering the list they made of who are the domestic potential terrorists, seems like there's big masses of people that are potentially going to be arrested. How are they going to be able to arrest so many people?
Look back in history, and history will teach you. How did Stalin exterminate some 40 million Russian compatriots? Okay, poor people, they didn't want to the state wanted to take away the only chicken they had, the only one sheep, one goat. You know, they only had one cow. They would take it away for the good of the collective, for the good of the country. And the guy was starving to death. I mean, I checked. I have documents that shows that in the days of Stalin, some people were cannibals. They were stealing children and eating them because they were starving. Okay, I mean, and Stalin was some demonic thing. And these things are coming back, you know, for the good of the... With the excuse of the good of the country, I mean, they can do any evil they want. That's how Hitler started World War II, and that's how every war starts. That's how Stalin exterminated these people. That's why Mao Zedong killed millions, for the good of the country, for the good of communists, for the good of the people. All right, so for the good of the... of the people, they can do whatever they want. Once they can put a label, once the devil can put a good label on top of a garbage, people will eat the garbage. They will eat the Nazi ideology, the American ideology. You know, the people will believe whatever the TV says. I mean, Goebbels, the minister of propaganda of Nazism, he said, whatever you repeat and repeat, people will believe. Hitler said, if you make a lie big enough, people will believe, because they wouldn't dare think that you would dare tell a lie so big. So the bigger the lie, the easier people will believe it. And that's what's happening. They're telling big, big lies. Just like evolution. We come from monkeys, gorillas, chimpanzees. But the lie is big. So that's what's happening. It's very sad.
It's amazing to understand what they're trying to do, because... I mean, even in the same family, often people have different opinions. It's hard to get along. Imagine in a whole state. I mean, everybody's potential to make mistakes and to be arrested. I see, like, everybody's going to be a potential domestic terrorist. It comes down to that.
Yeah, exactly. They want to have their hands free to arrest anybody who disagrees with them. Right now, they're very much concerned about Christianity, because Christian is like something that the devil hasn't been able to tame, for the simple reason that we'll never be able to, because there is Jesus Christ in it. It doesn't matter how bad Christianity is, most of it is bad, a lot of it is false. Nevertheless, some of it is true, and there is really Jesus Christ in it, so the devil can never overcome it. But he can persecute it, he hates it, he wants to destroy it, just like he did Stalin in Russia, Mao Zedong in China, etc. You know, Christianity is the only reason why the devil hasn't taken over the world. Because, you see, after 70 years of Christian persecution in Russia, communism collapsed, and Christianity was still there, standing. Because it's impossible to destroy Christianity. Jesus is in it. In fact, the more persecution, the better. Christianity was strong in Russia after communism fell than when it took over. When it took over, Christianity was like as corrupted as it is in America today. Then after 70 years of persecution in Russia and the communist countries around, satellites country, Christianity was stronger than before. When Mao Zedong took control of China, there were, I don't know, you could count the Christians in a few hundred thousands in China. Today, there are 150 million true Christians, non-registered, and there's just as much of registered ones, like, you know, half-hearted, sleepy Christians. And there's 150 million true Christians. And that makes them about 300 million. In a country that is a billion and a half, that's about 20%. You know, those guys are, whereas in the Communist Party in China, they don't even have near that much. So really, the Christians should rule the country. But because the Christians go the love way to take over, they just put up with it. But the communists or the Muslims, those kind of people, they just kill their enemies so that they easily take over. But at the end, the Bible shows that Jesus Christ is going to take over because love will overcome everything.
Amen. You read to us Matthew 24, and it's obvious that this whole idea about domestic terrorists, it's aimed against the Christians. Now, according to the Bible, where is this going to lead?
Yeah, it's very clear and it's really shocking how the terrorists are defined just by Christian principles. They call it by another name. Where is going to lead? It's going to lead that the Christians are going to be persecuted, imprisoned, and killed in America. Okay, you see, Guantanamo is just a little example of what's going to happen. They have these famous camps all over the United States where they discover there are train carriages with shackles, chains, to chain people inside. They found out that there are depots with the millions and millions of coffins already prepared. They are planning to exterminate millions of people. You understand? They're going to, the devil is going to provoke maybe some nuclear terrorism. The devil will provoke some crazy guy to put some atomic bombs in some huge city and blow up a few millions. At that point, chaos will explode. The police will go around arresting all the potential terrorists, and that's the time they will arrest all the Christians they want to arrest. And then they're going to push them all in these FEMA camps where they'll be exterminated. They will die of diseases, they will this and that, you understand? Just like the Nazis were doing, they were keeping people starving, and so they die of natural death. Yeah, but of course, if they keep them starving, of course they'll die. So this will happen in the FEMA camp. And nobody knows who lives and who dies. There are no registers you can go check and see, I came to visit my parents, my relatives, it doesn't exist. Nobody has access. People are arrested indefinitely. Nobody knows what camp they're going to be shipped to. These camps are in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of deserts, in the middle of forests. People don't even know where these things are. See, in the Stalin era, when they were shipping people to the Siberia, they were sending them to cities, okay, in Siberia, labor camps, cities and towns which they didn't even appear on the map. Nobody didn't even know there was a city there, and it was full of people. Millions were sent to die in Siberia in labor camps, working, breaking stones, doing this and that to build the glorious communist empire, which collapsed on its own garbage and stench. And the same is going to happen to this capitalist system in America, which now they are becoming more socialistic. They didn't learn the lesson from history that socialism doesn't work, just like any other system doesn't work, because it's based on selfishness, it's based on money, it's based on politics, and anything based on the sand of selfishness will always collapse, just like history has always shown since the beginning of the world until now. Anything that is not based on love, okay, the love of God, it will not stand. And just like communism collapsed, capitalism, socialistic capitalism, whatever it is going to collapse. You see, this New World Order people, they love the system they have in China. Half capitalism and half communism, they love it, with a dictatorial government on top. That's why they are encouraging all these multinationals, they're moving all the factory to China. They wanted China to take over the world, you understand? And they're going to be on top of it, you understand? So that's why the Rockefellers and those guys, they traveled. I remember following the news some 40 years ago. And 35 years ago, and 30 years ago. I remember Rockefeller traveling to China together with Nixon and stuff. What in the world was he doing there? They were trying to do business with them, you understand? And now we can see.
Thank you, Brother Joseph. I would like to watch now another video regarding people being arrested for future crimes.
President Obama today proposed something new, something called prolonged detention. Doesn't sound that bad, right? Prolonged detention. Did you ever see the movie Minority Report? It was based on a Philip K. Dick short story. It came out in 2002. It starred Tom Cruise, remember? He played a police officer in something called the Department of Pre-Crime. Pre-crime is where people are arrested and incarcerated to prevent crimes that they have not yet committed.
Mr. Marks, by mandate of the District of Columbia Pre-Crime Division, I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos. Take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours, 4 minutes.
No, I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything, but you're gonna. Future murder. Creepy, right? Putting somebody in jail, not for what they've done, but for what you're very sure they're going to do?
There may be a number of people who cannot be prosecuted for past crimes. In some cases, because evidence may be tainted. But who nonetheless pose a threat to the security of the United States.
We're not prosecuting them for past crimes, but we need to keep them in prison because of our expectation of their future crimes.
Al-Qaeda terrorists and their affiliates are at war with the United States, and those that we capture, like other prisoners of war, must be prevented from attacking us again.
Prevented. We will incarcerate people preventively. Preventive incarceration. Indefinite detention without trial. That's what this is. That's what President Obama proposed today. If you strip away the euphemisms. One civil liberties advocate told the New York Times today, quote, "We've known this was on the horizon for many years, but we were able to hold it off with George Bush. The idea that we might find ourselves fighting with the Obama administration over these powers is really stunning." And it is stunning, particularly to hear President Obama claim the power to keep people in prison indefinitely with no charges against them, no conviction, no sentence, just imprisonment. Just for context here, in the United Kingdom, where there isn't even a Bill of Rights, there's been a major debate about whether people can be held in preventive detention. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair wanted 3 months to be the outer limit for how long anyone could be held. There was a big political fight about it. Parliament ended up limiting that power to 28 days. 28 days is still the longest period of preventive detention that's allowed under law in any comparable democracy anywhere in the world. How long would President Obama's proposed preventive indefinite detention last? Well, he's not saying yet, but here's how he defines the threat that he says makes indefinite detention necessary.
Right now, in distant training camps and in crowded cities, there are people plotting to take American lives. That will be the case a year from now, 5 years from now, and in all probability, 10 years from now.
10 years from now. So you could get arrested today and locked up without a trial, without being convicted, without being sentenced for, say, 10 years until the threat of your future criminal behavior passes? Prolonged detention, he's calling it. This was a beautiful speech from President Obama today with patriotic, moving, even poetic language about the rule of law and the Constitution, and one of the most radical proposals for defying the Constitution that we have ever heard made to the American people.
We can see through all this that we are fastly approaching the end time. And also now they came up with this new thing, prevented incarceration for presumed future crimes. How do you understand this?
Well, it's just demonic. Like, it means that they're going to arrest people for crime they haven't committed. It was going to decide who's going to commit it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a completely against the Bible. The Bible, I mean, God gives a chance for people to repent. I mean, God gives a chance for people to repent who are committing crimes. Imagine somebody who hasn't committed it yet. That's ridiculous. It just shows how the devil is taking control. That's absolutely satanic. I mean, they made a movie, Minority Report, all right? It talks about in the future, so some police will arrest people. They will have some computerized blah, blah, that will detect when somebody in the future will commit a crime. So it's based on a machine, okay? So in this world that nothing works, or everything fails, everything can go wrong. You can have any computer, it blows up, etc. You can have any program, but it's never perfect. How are you going to, for sure? How would you like to go in jail because a computer says in the future you have a criminal tendency? That's where Jesus Christ comes in. If you have a criminal tendency, I mean, the medicine is not to put in jail everybody with a tendency. The medicine is Jesus Christ. But of course, okay, they don't believe in Jesus, fine. So they're going to come with some kind of a scanner, a scan your brain, and say, you have a tendency to commit a crime, in jail you go. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's a President Obama went on TV and said that we're going to do that. I mean, he said that because he probably, with these demon-possessed people, they probably do have some computerized blah, blah, that reads the mind, etc., etc. Because they divided the brain scientifically. This is the religious, the God part, this is the violent part, this is the adulterous part, this is the blah, blah parts. So they probably have that. And I'm sure they've done experimentations. And probably they have to, they must have some success along the line. But the thing is, how do you know somebody's not going to change their mind? That's like being a prophet. Mm-hmm. That's like prophesy. I mean, when I was a child, I feel like beating up people. I feel like, beat people to a pulp. And I'm sure somebody felt the same toward me. And, you know, you are arguing and this. You feel like, kill the guy. I mean, who hasn't said that? We all say something stupid like that. Okay, and the Bible even says that anybody who hates his brother is a murderer. Yes. So, according to the Bible, we're all murderers. So all they have to do is just apply this this computer thing on anybody they want. They're going to find something that the guy is going to do something wrong in the future. I mean, somebody that will not pay taxes in the future. Somebody will say bad words against the government. It's like, this is demonic to say the least, nightmarish to say the most. It's hellish. I mean, the world, since they don't have Jesus Christ, they don't know what's right and wrong. I mean, this world is going crazy. You can apply a machine like this to just about anybody you want. You're going to find somebody that's 99.99%, they're going to have you're going to find something illegal, even not paying taxes. You know, today you go to jail for not paying taxes. Of course. You can investigate just about everybody. I mean, anybody could go to jail because today people either they break the law not to pay taxes or they put lawyers not to pay taxes. And, anybody investigates, there is something wrong with the taxes, whether it's the garbage tax or the water tax or so whatever. So that's absolutely, absolutely demonic. That shows how the devil is taking over the world. I mean, if God would apply something like that, he would have to send to hell everybody. Imagine you and me before we got saved, before salvation. I mean, we were, not only we may have done and we would have done something wrong in the future, but we deserve to go to hell. And God sent Jesus Christ to save us. That shows the devil's righteousness compared to God's mercy. God forgives the sinner, but these guys are condemning the righteous. Understand?
It's amazing. I mean, it's hardly believable what's happening around the world.
It's unbelievable. It just shows the devil is taking over the world. I mean, the next step, the Bible says the Antichrist is going to come. And that's how this guy is going to operate. Can you imagine on what basis they're going to arrest people and make people rot and die in some FEMA camp, in some Guantanamo inside the United States, inside Europe, all over the world? Because Revelation 13, it says that the whole world, verse 3, follow the beast, the Antichrist. So it's going to be all over the world. I tell you here, we need to go to Jesus Christ, number one, get saved. Number two, read the Bible, understand very well what the Bible says, especially the prophecies, like Matthew 24, Luke 21, Revelation 13, 2 Thessalonians 2, where it says that Antichrist is going to take over the world and pretend to be God. Revelations 11, 12, and 13, and 17. Daniel 11, Ezekiel 38, 39. They're all chapters about the end time. Zechariah 12 and 14. They're all chapters about the end time. You better know the Bible almost as good as your name and surname. Because when these things are going to happen, Jesus said in Matthew 24:15-21, he says, when you see the abomination, flee to the mountains. Why? Because Jesus said you won't even have time to go pick up your jacket from your house, because there shall be great tribulations. So if you're smart, you get in touch with Jesus Christ now, with the Holy Spirit now, Jesus, and get on your knees until he answers you, until he speaks to you. And when he tells you, do what he says. Okay, Isaiah 30, I think, it says, chapter 30 over there, it says, you shall hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. You shall hear a voice directing you. I tell you, the stronger the devil becomes, the stronger we are. No matter how powerful the devil and the Antichrist in this world is going to be, we're going to be always more powerful. We're going to be stronger. You can open the Bible, Revelation 11, I'll show you. But on the condition that we obey. And they said, don't let this Mark of the Beast, this FEMA camp, this satanic device scare you. We are more powerful on the conditions that we listen to God and we obey. In the Great Tribulation, there are going to be people doing all kinds of stuff against the Antichrist to destroy them that destroy us. To look, read verse 5 and 6, what it says.
Revelations 11.
5 and 6.
And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rains not in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will.
So who are these guys? Look, verse 2 and 3 tells us who these guys are. They are two of God's prophets who will fight against the Antichrist.
Revelations 11, verse 2 and 3. But the court which is without the temple, leave not and measure it not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread on the foot 42 months.
See, the Gentile in this case is the Antichrist, and his people will attack God's holy city, which is Jerusalem, which is as soon as they're going to build the temple. And then the two prophets come.
Revelation 11, verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Okay, and then he says they will prophesy, fire proceeds from the mouth, and they will they destroy anybody who bothers them. Read verse 6 again. They'll have power to national catastrophe against the Antichrist.
Verse 6. These have power to shut heaven, that it rains not in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will.
Okay, of course, then they're going to die as martyrs, he says, and then they're going to be resurrected and raptured, etc. Okay, the point is that these are the powers that God is going to give us to fight against the Antichrist. It's just like Pharaoh in Egypt was keeping the children of Israel slaves, just like during the Great Tribulations. The new Pharaoh, Antichrist, will persecute and oppress the Christians, but God gave Moses power to fight against Moses with all the plagues, which basically it destroyed Egypt. You understand? So we should never worry or fear about what the Antichrist, the devil, is going to do. These laws that they're going to arrest people for crimes they haven't committed, they will not touch you. And if you read Psalm 91, it says the angel of the Lord will protect you and everything. It's like our eyes should not be on the eyes of what the devil can do against us, but on God and what he will do to protect us. The problem will be with the Christians who disobey, who are not prepared, who are more afraid of what the Antichrist can do rather than trusting in what God will do. And so when you fear, a fear will come upon you. And so you need to really study the Bible about this prophecy, but see how it says, like in Revelation 12, that the woman will flee in the wilderness, will be protected of God, okay? And there's going to be protections. In the same Revelation 12, where in verse 6 and 14 talks about the protection of the woman, the bride of Christ, in the same chapter, verse 17, it talks about the other Christian will be attacked. They will not be protected by God because they did not obey God. See, this is talking about the disobedient Christians. And Revelation 13, verse 7, it talks about that they're going to be destroyed. See, here we see the differentiation between the Christians who obey, who tune in with God, and they are protected because they listen to God, that they obey God, and they go to the place where God has prepared the protection for them. And the Christian who are just sitting in church, praying, doing nothing, going nowhere, just keep making buildings and filling it with benches and praying. Well, I tell you, the plan of God to protect his church at the end time is not sitting on benches, religious benches, and pray for protection. That will not protect you. It's to obey God. And the obedience is, Jesus said in Matthew 24:16, flee, hide in the mountains. Revelation 12:6 and 14, flee in the desert. And that's the protection is, it's hiding. In John chapter 8, toward the end, it says that Jesus went and he hid himself because the Pharisees wanted to kill him. Jesus went to hide. He didn't go to a synagogue and pray, God protect me, they want to kill me. You understand?
True, yes.
Those Christians in Russia who were praying for God protection, or in China, they got all killed by Mao Zedong, by Stalin, etc. Those Jews who were praying in the synagogue in Germany, they all got killed in Auschwitz. So God's protection is not praying the wrong prayers. Because you cannot pray for something that God, you cannot pray when God already told you what to do. So what we need to do is prepare now, take your eyes off your money, take your eyes off your property, take your eyes off your bank account, take your eyes off your church building and put them on Jesus, and he will tell you where to go. Don't sit in church praying for what God is not going to do. God will not answer those prayers. God will not protect you in church building. God will not protect you from the Antichrist. God will allow the Antichrist to destroy you. Revelation 13:7, Daniel 11:31-35, Luke 21:36-38. Understand? God will allow. Matthew 24 from 15-22. I mean, it's verse 9. They will kill you. They will destroy you. Come on, wake up. But the Christian now, because they don't want to forsake the comfortableness, so they prefer to listen to false prophets who tickle their ears and say, oh, don't worry. Look at a good book every Christian should study concerning what's coming is the book of Jeremiah. It was those days Israel was filled of false prophets, peace prophets. Peace, peace. God said to Jeremiah, they prophesy peace, peace, when there will not going to be peace. Babylon is coming, will destroy them all. They prophesy peace, but I have not sent them. I didn't send these false prophets. I mean, I'm not going to send peace. I'm going to send destruction. I will not protect these people. I will destroy these people, Israel. Why? Because they forsook me. I'm going to forsake them. They're worshiping idols. I'm going to have them, Babylon, destroy them. So again, now the Christians are worshiping the idol of the world, serving the world more than God, loving the world more than evangelizing the lost, building bank accounts, building a religious building instead of building Christ Church of souls, and God is going to destroy them through the new Babylon, through the Antichrist. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. It is very sobering, the warning you give us, and it's very biblical, and thank you. And I really pray that all the Christians who listen to this will do something about it. They will really get up and put it in practice and start hearing from the Lord and start obeying his voice. Thank you so much, Brother Joseph.
Yeah, let me say a prayer for anybody who wants to listen, which are not many. And like Jesus said, straight and narrow is the way that leads to salvation, but broad and wide is the gate of destruction. So Lord Jesus, right now I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you open the eyes of those sleepy brethren whom you love so much, but they are so busy listening to the false prophets of prosperity. They're so busy planting money to sow, to produce money. Everybody is busy trying to sow money to reap money. That's another way to go. Lord Jesus, I really pray that they will open their eyes and they forsake the false prophets, get out of those sleepy buildings, and go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
to the lost. Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord Jesus. So, Lord Jesus, deliver us from the spirits of false prophets. Rebuke these false prophets who have infiltrated the churches that are deceiving so many. Rebuke these false prophets. Gospel of prosperity. Wolves who are preaching God needs your money, but the money goes in their pocket, not to God. The money doesn't go to save lost souls. It goes for them to buy fancy cars, to buy villas and swimming pools and personal planes and jets. Rebuke these false prophets, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, help us to put our eyes on you, Jesus. You were born in a stable. You slept under the trees. You never possessed a yacht, a car, a plane, a house, a piece of land. Just the clothes you were wearing. That's the examples. And you said in Luke 6, verse 24, you said, the world want you rich. You have your rewards. So, Lord Jesus, The true gospel of prosperity is the spiritual prosperity, that we are supposed to become rich in soul, saved in gospel, preached in loving Jesus, in personal relationship with you, Jesus. Not money, not the devil's money, not the devil's building, the devil's properties. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Jesus' name.